Kent in the Country Morning Show, and so glad that you are here for a Bachelorette update. It is the second most unrealistic reality show right behind The Bachelor. So I got my wife here who is going to help me out. Joy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this fine day?
I'm good.
Let's just get started here with our Bachelor recap, talking about the craziness of one Chad.
Yeah, he is not very nice. He's rude. He's made it very clear to all the guys that he wants nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Just inappropriate comments, and he's not even really there for her either, to be honest. I don't know what he's there for.
I think he's there just to show off how much he can eat.
Yes, the amount of meat that he put down, unbelievable.
And honestly, the man works hard in the gym. You can see that. But I know a lot of guys who work hard in the gym and are on a big, heavy bodybuilder diet, but they're nice guys. They're not like this idiot, Chad. And every season, it seems like they have one villain on the show, and Chad fits that role, Joy.
He is the villain. He's the one.
We all agree on that, and unfortunately, he ended up getting a rose. We'll get to that in a little bit. What were some of the things that happened last night? Who stood out as having a good night last night?
Okay. I am going to hit on two of my favorites, because they stood out to me the most, I think, in that episode. And it was James Taylor. He, on their little bit of time that they had together, he read her a little poem that he wrote, and it was so sweet. It was so heartfelt, and I just think he's genuine, and I just really like him a whole lot.
Okay.
And then the other one was Wells. You know, I'm a sucker for the geeky DJs.
Thank God.
You know, awesome personalities.
Uh-huh.
But God love him. He just doesn't have the muscles and stuff, and he just wasn't doing real good on the competition, but he never gave up, and he was still laughing and having a good time with it, and I just really like him a lot.
Okay. Oddly enough, the DJ did not have the muscular fortitude to complete the firefighter challenge?
Yeah, but he got the rose.
He got the rose. I'm telling you what right there. There's something about those geeky radio guys.
Yeah. You're stronger than him. I mean,
bless your heart, babe. So those guys stood out. Now, are you still feeling Chase? Do you think Chase has got a chance here still?
I do. I really like Chase a lot. He didn't really get a whole lot of time with her, but I do like Chase a whole lot. And actually, Luke kind of disappointed me, and that kind of tells me a lot about somebody. And I don't know. I wasn't feeling him very much in that episode.
I'm really excited for when the day's going to come when one of those military veterans is going to get in a fight with Chad. And it looks like, from what the previews look like, there's going to be a fight. And I'm hoping, honestly, this is not the Christian thing to say, but I'm really hoping that Chad gets his jaw jacked.
Yeah, James Taylor, he's like one of my top runners. I really like him a lot, and he is bleeding in the episode, one of the episodes coming up, and I'm hoping maybe he gets, you know, he gets a hit in.
Yeah, at least get something in, because this guy is one of these jerks that needs to be shut down, and hopefully somebody will do that on the show. There's a lot of drama. They're fighting over JoJo Fletcher, and so if I had to ask you, Joy, like, at the end of this thing, are you saying Chase, or what are you saying?
I don't have a definite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really mixed now because, you know, this time I kind of felt different towards some of the guys, and I just really like James Taylor a lot.
Okay.
And I do like Chase and Wells.
Yeah.
But I think there'll be some other ones that probably stand out to me later on, too. So
all
I don't want to say.
All right. That's fine and dandy right there. Well, as always, I appreciate it there. It is the second most unrealistic reality show, The Bachelorette, on ABC. We recap it here every morning about this time. My love, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Kent in the Country.
There it is.